Okay, page 119, continuing with the laws of Birchat HaTorah. I don't know if I told the story yet. It's a good story to tell. We're up to the part of, I apologize, 160, not 119. 160. And the question is, what exactly do you make a Birchat HaTorah on? So, excellent question. Meaning, what do every type of Torah that we learn, right? Is it everything always? So, what? It's in bracha, right? The Gemara says in source 16, Amar Rav Huna, Lemikra Tzvich Levarech. Meaning, I guess for Chumash, Tanakh, you have to do it. But Medrash, nah, ain't Tzvich Levarech. Rav Elazar says, Lemikra Vilamedrash Levarech. Mishnah, no, ain't Tzvich Levarech. Rav Yochanan says, no, af l'mishnah nami tzvich levarech, aval Talmud, look, ain't tzvich levarech. Rav Amer, af the Talmud tzvich levarech. Tam Rav Chiya Barashi, zim ninsagin avi kamina kamei de Rav, etnui parkinan b'safra de be Rav, haiva maktim v'kama shayadim v'varech matin ele perkin. So, as the rule goes, when the Gemara ends with some type of new, l'maisa, this is what we did, that usually means, in fact, that's halacha. So what would happen? Before that we give shir in the morning, he made everyone make a Birchat HaTorah, i.e. even on Talmud. Exactly what the Havamina is. What do you mean on this, on Mishnah, yes, and Talmud, no? Because there's a lot to talk about, which we're not going to. But needless to say, the conclusion is it appears to be Torah Shabbatav and Torah Shabbat. That's perhaps some of the Machloka, definitely. And how much is Allah Chalmai says, and all that. There's a definitely what to decide, but I think that's the key, the critical component here is.
Sorry, the Rosh Hashiva of Yisrael had Torah, and that's no longer.
Okay, so, okay, that's the Gemara. From here, yeah.
When it's talking about Talmud here, it's talking about like Shir?
Yeah. It's not talking about itself, right? No, that's a good point. Well, that's what he says here, right? We discuss Parkin and Besafra de Rav. They're talking about. Midrash Halacha, right? Or of Rav. That's the Safra, Sifri, right? The Midrash Halacha is what they're referring to, right? Midrash Agadita, that's probably what it's real. Midrash Halacha probably is what they're referring to. And Matne La Pirki, and then we give the Shir, right? That's the. Okay. And in fact, the Shekhanas, in fact, says it as well. So, Levarch ben Lemikra, ben Mishma, ben Gemara. And the Ramah even says, oh, also, by the way, even for Medrash. So it throws in, you know, Medrash as well. Here we go. He says here, 17. Right in the middle. Talmud Rabbeinu Yonah Masbir, Shasiba Lakachi Mishum, Shamishnoi V'Talmud Mefarshim Epsuki HaTorah, V'Lomdi Misham Et Ikrei HaMitzvah. So it appears that if it's about discussing the Psukim, therefore it obligates us in Berachat HaTorah. So what about, let's say, Machshava, or Emunah, or Hashkafa, which don't necessarily are not, let's say, grounded in Psukim, right? They're grounded in ideas. Talk about people hacking the base medrash, right? What exactly is Tosh about that? What? Right, okay, but let's, I'll give you an example. Let's say Mislit Yisharim. Okay, so again, there are Psukim that are quoted. I hear it. That appears with it here. If he takes a look, the Orach HaShulchan deals with the issue, and he says, take a look at the third line of the Fizeh Mashmash. She'en echiv rak b'dvar mishem afarshim dinei Torah. Avo divrei agadata o kabbalah, she'en ikarim ledinim v'lacha insuch l'bracha. He's trying to say that, maybe the chiv doesn't apply to these certain things, that they're not anchored. Their laws aren't necessarily anchored in Halacha, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. But if you're going to tell me that, no, it's not about being rooted in the text of the Torah, but rather it's about the large, encompassing idea of what? Of Halacha Moshe Mishinai, or Mishum Dekulu Torah, right? Call it like, Torah. In that case, Pshida Shigam Agadata Vekabalin Moshe Mishinai, that's referred to as Torah. And he says, "Avam Melashim told me there Rabbeinu Yonah Lomash Makin Rosh Hashulchan." Seems to say, "If you're Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not necessarily the case." Alacha Lemaisa, it's not really going to matter so much because, as the Shulchan Aruch codifies in Alacha in 19, everything needs Birchat HaTorah. So I should say, before you learn anything, you're going to need to recite Birchat Torah. And in fact, Mishnah Berurah writes to be very careful, even Slicha. So, Slicha, weren't that long ago, but even before Slicha, which even if you recite them at, 5:30 in the morning, a person would be obligated to say Berchat Torah before. Again, those are much Pesukim. There are many, many different Pesukim, obviously. Yom HaMidot are Pesukim themselves. Of course, you have to be aware. Don't just think it's dark outside. You don't have to recite Berchat Torah. You, in fact, would need to do so. So, Halacha L'maisa, we really do recite Berchat Torah on everything. The next topic, which we're going to pick up tomorrow night, is what about if I listen to a shir driving to shul? That's mamash shmiat Torah. What if I'm thinking Torah? So I'm not talking. What about writing Torah? What about writing saying and listening to Torah? Right?
Saying amen.
What do you mean by saying amen? Like to a...
to a bracha.
Oh, like to a real bracha. Yeah. So like, you have to say bracha before you say amen, right? That's... okay, fine. That will be, God willing, tomorrow night. Stop it.